Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
What does that have to do with stroke awareness and mental health? Tune in for the rest of this episode to find out.
Oh, we hit the door. Yeah. We double hit.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Hey there, stranger.
I think I'm your co-host now.
You kind of you've been the sit-in where it's just like, yeah, you're like co-host by, you know, association.
No, I'm just kidding.
We live in the same house.
I'm just kidding. Lauren will be back.
Always.
I'm just sitting in for her.
Yeah. Because if you're standing, you'd be significantly taller than her because she's short. So I sit here at the, wait, this is our first episode this month, right?
This is the first episode of May.
Of May, yeah. Because I'm still struggling from recovering from that once in a lifetime worldwide pandemic virus that I had. Like, the fatigue has been real. So this is the first episode of the month. And this month just so happens to be Stroke Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Month. Two things I am very familiar with because I had a stroke and I struggle with mental health. Boom, right?
Right.
Also, not to make fun of mental health issues, but I use the word crazy a lot. I don't mean it's like it's crazy. I just mean it's like, oh, I like crazy. I kind of look physically like a crazy person right now because I'm sitting across from Felice with half a shaved head.
I know. I came and I was like, why is half of your head shaved?
So for those of you who don't know, I think everybody, well, you know, I say this like everybody listens to everything. No, one of my deficits physically is I struggle with my right hand. I have tremors in my right hand, especially when I exhaust little tiny muscles, yada, yada, yada. So it sucks to shave my head. Because I'm a bald guy. Balding guy. Don't make the face. I still have hair. It's just very thin. So anyway, so I shave my head. But to actually shave my head, that's like fine motor skills. It exhausts my hand. It's a lot. It's too much. So Felice came up with like this amazing idea to help me keep my head looking normal without exhausting my hand too much. So it's this like little electric hand shaver that is like you fit in the palm of your hand and you just basically just rub it over your head and it shaves your head.
It's pretty awesome.
It is. It's really, really cool. And it doesn't exhaust my hand too much. So anyways, we've got some videos to record and some stuff to do. So I was like, oh, Felice, like, shave your head. I was like, got it. And I start shaving my head. Yeah, apparently I forgot to charge it. So halfway through shaving my head, it died.
So by the time we finish this episode, he'll be able to shave the other side of his head.
Yes.
You plugged it in, right?
I did. I remember to plug it in. So Felice comes in. She's like, did you shave half your head? I was like, yeah. And then it died. I'm not a crazy, like I am crazy-ish, but it wasn't a brain thing. I didn't forget. I literally, it died halfway through. So anyways, happy, I was going to say brain injury anniversary. Nope, we're not there yet. Happy stroke awareness month. Happy mental health awareness month.
Yes. I think, you know, what's interesting is I think that stroke awareness, well, not stroke awareness, but just talking about the effects of stroke and then talking about mental health goes really hand in hand.
Yes.
Because there's oftentimes, you know, you'll talk to stroke survivors and brain injury survivors of any kind, really, that post stroke, post brain injury, they start, might start experiencing mental health issues that they never experienced before.
Oh, what was it? I just read a stat. I think it was 33% of all brain injury survivors suffer from depression at one point during recovery, which to be honest, I was like, that's a very small number. I actually think it's much larger.
I think you're right. And I think that it's something that people don't talk about enough because, well, in general, like mental health, I mean, it's being talked about more, but there's stigmas around it. But it's those stigmas really, I have to say, are being broken a whole lot.
Damn right. Do you want to know who still has issues with that stuff? Old people. I'm just saying it now. Do you want to know another word that just old people are obsessed with right now? Woke. The word woke. If you hear the word woke, look at whose mouth it's coming out of. It's an old person, right? And if it's not an actual older person, it's somebody who mentally is just not there. Like literally, it's woke is an old word. Just like people, oh, well, you know, you can't talk about mental health because people are going to think you're crazy. No, that's an old way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
What's interesting is like the other day I saw like a video of Selena Gomez talking about how she's bipolar.
Amazing.
And she has a whole, I don't know exactly what it is. It's like a platform. I don't know if it's an app, but it's some sort of thing that she's founded that to help people with mental health.
Love that's
really, I just think that's really important. Like somebody like her talking about it, because in the past, like that's something, especially as a celebrity and a young celebrity, you hide it.
We've talked about that a lot that, you know, especially in our country, celebrity, the reach of celebrity is so much more, right? So like we can talk about this all day, every day. But if you have somebody like a Selena Gomez, like an Emilia Clarke.
I was just going to say that when Emilia Clarke finally came out about her stroke.
Yeah, they have such a larger reach, right? They have such a bigger voice in our country specifically, but the world. So I'm really happy that she's decided to do that. And what's really important about her taking care of her mental health is that she'll be able to film season two of
Only Murders in the Building.
Yes. If you haven't seen that show, watch that show. It's brilliant. It's amazing. It has two Hollywood icons in Martin Short and Steve Martin.
And then randomly with Selena Gomez.
And you know what?
It's pretty amazing.
It makes sense. Can't tell you what it is. Can't tell you what that show is. That show is, what's the name? The Filipino drink with all the shit in it. The dessert.
What?
Holo Holo.
Oh.
Murders in the Building is Holo Holo. If you guys don't know what Holo Holo is, it's a Filipino dessert where it's literally just so many random things that make no sense. And then you eat it and you're like, this is delicious. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. What's in Holo Holo?
I'm going to be honest. I tried it.
Yeah.
And I love all my Filipinas and Filipinos. I'm not quite
it's
there.
Weird. It's weird. With it.
But I'm also not a big sugary dessert person.
No, it was really sugary.
I like rich, like, you know, like chocolate and
like
stuff
chocolate
like that.
Mousse,
and
like mousse, ice cream.
Ice cream. But I'm not a big, like, sweets. Like, I don't eat candy,
here's
you know?
What it is. There's shave ice in it for, you know, like, there's, like, the Hawaiian influence there. There is flan. There's, like, a little bit of the Spanish influence there. There's ube ice cream in there. Randomly, there's beans. There's sweet kidney beans.
I will have to say that I was very thankful our virtual assistant Lester helped us with eating it. We had like a virtual, he's from the Philippines, and
you mix it, you don't eat it one at a time like I did originally, and I'm like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, and he did
He really did a great job of explaining how to eat it.
Yeah.
So I will say, even though it's not my biggest cup of tea, I understand better how to eat it.
You're right. It makes a little more sense. But I say Hallow Hallow and only Murders in the Building because does a show make sense to have Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez? No, it makes no sense. But then you watch it and you're like, oh, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's like seeing me and then seeing Felice. I mean, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
No sense at all.
Yeah, totally.
And then, you hang out with us and then you realize she's like an 85-year-old woman with her crochet habits. She's also a big nerd. And then you realize I'm the coolest person ever.
To be honest, I haven't even been able to do that lately because I haven't had a lot of time. But that is, speaking of mental health, like a great way for me. That's self-care for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's very meditative to knit and to crochet. You know, oftentimes they'll call it like the new yoga. But what it is that it allows you to focus your mind on one thing. Mm-hmm. And get very present in the moment. And that's really what we try to achieve when we're doing, like, you know, meditation, anything like that, is really figuring out how to slow the mind down and get present in the moment.
Also for stroke survivors, it's great for your mental health, yes, but it's also great occupational therapy.
Oh,
if you're
going
to do something like that. It's great hand-eye coordination and it works your hands.
Or it might be the worst if it's like, you know.
The worst for me. I didn't want to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, Joe's occupational therapist tried to get him to do knitting with me.
Yeah, I was like, nope.
And when I say tried, she just told him to do it and then he never did it.
And then I never did it because I'm an asshole and I just didn't want to do it. I didn't have any interest in it. But I did do the braiding thing when we were in, remember? Like I did like
the, I like how you compared braiding to knitting and crochet.
I got to tell you, knitting, crochet, all the same to me.
All the knitters and crocheters out there are just shaking their head right now.
Yeah, they're shaking their old lady heads while drinking a bottle of Ensure and eating hard candy. Grandmas.
Wow.
So, look, mental health is a really, it's a sensitive subject with a lot of people. Obviously, here on the Neuro Nerds, we don't make light of situations. We look at the brighter side of situations. So mental health, it's not something to joke about. So here are a bunch of jokes. No, it's serious. And I take it very serious. There's a lot of mental health issues that run in my family. A lot. And I deal with a lot of them myself. I've suffered from depression, anxiety my entire life. I deal with it a lot better now. And I do realize that, you know what? When I joke about these things, I'm not making light of them. I'm taking the power away from it. Like I am. Just like when I make jokes about my brain injury, like I'll constantly joke, oh, it's because I had a stroke. I'm not making fun of the fact that I almost died. I'm actually enjoying the fact that I'm here. And I'm taking a little bit of the power away from such a serious situation and just bringing some levity to this. Because I think we made it back to enjoy things and not just be like, oh man, I almost died. Oh God, I almost died. Oh my God, I almost died. Like we can do that. We have done that and we can get fixated on that. I don't think it's the most healthy thing. I think we acknowledge the fact that we came really close to not being here. And then I think it's our time right now to enjoy life. I think we should smile more than we frown. And I don't think we should just get stuck in the things that make us miserable or the things that break our hearts.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to bring up, the power of humor and comedy in recovery and in mental health. I think that there comes to a certain point where, yes, there's a serious conversations that you have with your therapist or with your family or with, you know, whoever you're confiding in, or your journal and your meditation practices and all your reflective practices. And then there's a point where it's nice to not to, okay, again, I'm not saying not to take it seriously. And it's nice to get to a point where you can laugh at yourself a little bit. Yeah. Or laugh about the situation a little bit. And laughter and smiling has been shown to actually like chemically make you feel better.
We have to joker this.
No.
We do. And I say that movie,
I'm like, we're not going to go on a killing spree.
for the most part, that movie is pretty horrific. It's brilliant, but it's horrific. But he did have that one line that I absolutely love. And I kind of use it in my own head sometimes in recovery and sometimes the state of the world where it's like, you know, I used to look at my, where Joker said this. I'm just saying, you know, I used to look at my life sometimes as it was a tragedy. Turns out it's actually a comedy. Now, if you do that, especially in recovery, a lot of the things that would really just shake us to our core and are embarrassing or depressing or sad, if you reframe them, it's kind of funny, right? One of the most horrific situations for me early on in recovery is when I dropped 30 pounds when I was in the hospital because I was stuck in a bed and didn't move. when I got out of the hospital, it was one of the most embarrassing things when I went to the restroom at the Target and my pants just fell to my ankles when I was at the urinal, right? It was very embarrassing because I wasn't strong enough to bend down and pull them up. I didn't, and again, it's very embarrassing. I say it because you're my people and I'm honest. I didn't have enough bladder control to stop midstream and pick up, like, I literally had to finish peeing and then kind of hold on to the top of the thing. And it was the one of the worst situations. I joke about it now. At the time, it was like, this is heartbreaking. My life is terrible. How am I going to function? How am I going to move forward? This is awful. Why? I look at it now as that is hilarious. Grown ass Joe, adult human being, just peeing like a toddler with my pants around my ankles. So I think we should joke about these things or try to find the humor in these horrific situations to take the power away from the negativity, right?
Yeah. And I think it's like, and of course you're going to process it and not do it as a mechanism to cover it up.
Oh, I didn't make that joke for a year.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not endorsing like not processing and not going through, you know, all the processes to get through the pain.
Feel your feels.
And to feel it. But at a certain point, yeah, it is nice to get to a point where you can laugh about the experiences in our life, because to be honest, that's where the basis of all comedy is. If you look at it, most comedy is a tragedy.
Totally.
Like, for instance, we literally were just watching the episode of Seinfeld where they said, these pretzels are making me thirsty. And the reason was because, okay, just side note, in real life, I was literally at the mall. Yes, I was at the mall again. Wow.
Mall rat.
I was at the mall. I had to go shop, and there were mall rats at the mall. It was crazy. Anyway, that's another
punk ass kids.
Yeah, they were really some punk ass kids at the mall. But I was there, and I got a pretzel, and they put way too much salt on it. And I literally said, "Whoa, this pretzel's making me thirsty." And then I started cracking up because I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's an actual line from Seinfeld. I just said it in real life." So anyway, anybody who's never watched Seinfeld, go watch the episode.
How dare you?
We'll put in the show notes what number it is. It's "These Pretzels Are Making Me
Season
Thirsty."
Season 3, episode 11. Boom.
Oh, you know it by
heart.
Yeah,
because I remember.
Oh, because you just
night.
Looked it up. Okay. So, but the reason I bring that up is because we didn't realize when we brought it up, there is a character in that episode who has a stroke.
Oh, I just remember that. Holy shit. So in that episode, which is an iconic episode, if you mention to any Seinfeld fan, "These pretzels are making me thirsty," they'll laugh their asses off. So Elaine is about to break up with a guy she's dating.
An old guy.
The guy she's dating just so happens to be an older man. When I say older man, he's like a retirement age, right? I would say like comfortably in his 60s.
I would say he's an elderly man in elderly his 60s. Here. Although nowadays, 60s is the new 50s, and
seriously,
50s are the new 40s, and 40s are the new 30s.
Unless it's your father who looks like he's in his 30s.
Yeah, my dad looks
good.
Really
Lord.
Good. But yeah, so he's like probably in his 60s, probably maybe even his late. So he kind of looked pretty like he was getting up there. And she's dating this older guy.
Spoiler alert.
Elderly man.
And she's about to break up with him. And then she brings him in the house. And he like had to go to the hospital. Turns out he had a stroke.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Motus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at motusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Motus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Motus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
But it was like, I guess she went to break up with him, and he, in the middle of breaking up with him,
he had a stroke.
So she carries him, somehow brings him up to Jerry's apartment. And then George is outside. I'm just giving the episode away, but George was trying to pick up a side hustle of parking people's cars. And so he created a traffic jam. And so the ambulance couldn't get there in time. Not that the guy didn't die. But they didn't know that he was having a stroke. So they thought he was low on blood sugar, and they were trying to put cookies in his mouth.
They put a cookie in his mouth, and they were like making his jaw move. They were like, "Well, maybe he's high on drugs. Let's walk him around the house." She's like, "He's not high on drugs." They're like, "Lift his legs to get blood to his head." No, you have to lift his head to get blood to his feet. It's the most ridiculous episode, but you take something so serious and you make it ridiculous, and I'll never forget that episode ever again.
The EMT came in and said, "Who put cookies in his mouth? Don't do that. Don't do that." And the guy ended up recovering from his stroke.
Oh, yeah.
But it was interesting to see that from I'm sure we've watched that episode since Joe had a stroke, but we didn't really think about it.
No, not at all. I would have remembered it. I'm sure I watched it, but I was still like really in my Dory phase where I didn't remember anything because I would have remembered that. And watching it again, I'm like, oh my God,
he had a stroke. And that's how it was interpreted, you know, and it's funny when you watch something like that before you've experienced that, it just kind of glazes over. You don't really think about, oh, he had a stroke. Right.
There's an episode where they touch on mental health, where there's a dude, he had to go to see where he was under observation. And then when he came out, they're like, oh, well, like they were treating him like he was crazy.
It was the gum one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy, what was his name?
I don't remember, but then at one point he's like, am I crazy?
And Kramer was like, no.
Am I crazy or does Jerry not wear glasses? He's like, you're not crazy. It's just this whole thing about like they're making light of mental health. Now, again, they're not making light. They're just finding the humor in these really dark situations. Also, at the time, mental health wasn't as well understood as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different world we live in right now. That's why I like to talk about this stuff a lot more. We have to get these conversations started because there is no shame in any of this stuff. There's no shame in recovery, whether it be physical, emotional, mental. Like this is normal stuff. This is what life is, right? Life is about growth, and it's not about, look, these old ways of thinking, they have to go. These these people are using woke. That way of thinking, it has to go. We have to evolve, and we have to be able to.
You just have to be woke. Like, if you're woke, then you don't need to say you're woke.
Right. Like, if you're cool, you don't have to say you're cool. You're just cool, right? This woke movement. Are you saying the word woke? Nah, man. Old people say that now. So, look, we have to move forward and not backwards, I think, right? And the more we talk about mental health and, you know, struggling with it, what we can do. You're not alone. You're not the only one that's going through this, where a lot of times it feels like it's just me. Nobody understands. Nobody has ever been through this. The reality is so many people have. It's not just you. A lot of us suffer in silence. I don't want to do that anymore. I've suffered in silence my whole life. So this is why I am so obnoxiously loud now. It's just, I don't want anybody else to feel the things that I felt. So if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling angry, it's okay to feel those things. Let's just not unpack those feelings and live there.
Yeah. Which is when you get to the humor of it all.
Yeah. And in your darkest moment, remember that these pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. that was the whole thing in the episode too. Different ways of saying these pretzels are making me thirsty.
My favorite was Seinfeld. He was like, these pretzels are making me thirsty. And then Kramer looks at me. He's like, CeCe, that's your problem. You can't act. Because he can't. He's the worst actor.
We've seen this episode a few times this week.
I think we've seen it 3 times this week, and I'll probably watch it another time.
It was so funny that I said it in real life. And then, So overall, like, the, you know, That's what the neuro nerds are here for, to bring a little bit of levity to recovery.
Some light, some joy, some happiness to these really, really dark times. I, out of everybody, know what it's like to feel this stuff, right? I mean, I know what it's like to feel this isolation, to wake up in a new body and brain. I know what it's like to be surrounded by people and not feel understood by any of them, to feel like an alien, right? So now when I joke, it's because I've accepted all these things. It's because I'm at a point in my recovery where it's like, yeah, like let's laugh more than we cry. Right. I'm not saying pretend everything is fine. I'm not. I'm saying feel your feels and then take a step back. Let's not turn these feelings into your reality. If you feel sad, that's okay. That's what you're feeling right now. But let's not make this a permanent thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I second that. So this is a quick episode today because
these pretzels are making me thirsty. That's why.
Because we didn't want to leave you with another week without Joe.
No.
He does need more time to.
So the fatigue that's coming off of the post COVID fatigue is on. It's right there with post COVID. I'll share my thing. OK. And it was really embarrassing. And I cried for a hot second because it was really like impactful and it really like shocked my system. The other day, I like the fatigue hit me so hard. I was So I was sitting at the couch and I started to feel the fatigue and it hit so hard that I was listening to a song on you. Some song was playing. So I know I probably knocked out for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Because when I woke up, so I'm sitting upright and I fell asleep so hard within 2 minutes that when I woke up, I was drooling. So this is how hard and out of left field this fatigue hits. The energy that I have right now, 2 minutes from now, I could sleep for 7 hours. Like it doesn't make any sense. So I had energy enough to do this episode. I've missed the hell out of all of you guys. And I'm very thankful that like I'm part of such an amazing supportive community.
Yay.
So it is Stroke Awareness Month. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. So let's advocate as hard as we can, as often as we can. Let's get these conversations started. Always remember when it comes to mental health, you are not alone and there is no shame. There's no judgment. And it's okay to feel the things that you're feeling. It is. It's just not okay to get stuck there and you don't have to go through it alone. That's why we're here. The Neuro Nerds
are here to help.
We're always here to help.
And look out for Joe has a lot of cool things coming out. He's got some free resources coming out that will be on his website and the Neuro Nerds. We're going to be rolling out. If you're new to the podcast, we're going to be rolling out a newsletter journey, taking you through different episodes of the podcast because we're almost at 200 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's a little daunting if you're new to the podcast to listen to all 200 episodes.
If you're new to the podcast, where you been?
So we're putting together a little guide, like an email guide to take you through which episodes, highlighted episodes to listen to.
Right. You can listen to such episodes as us rambling for an hour and a half in our first episode ever when we had no idea what we were doing.
Oh my goodness. So we probably won't have that episode actually in the highlights.
No, you can listen to our first actual real normal episode, which is episode 2. Listen to my favorite episode of all time. Our Same You Imposter Syndrome Part 2 episode, episode 58. I remembered that.
Yeah. So all that will be in the email guide to the Neuro Nerds podcast. Also, Joe just did his first workshops. He's going to do some more virtual workshops and there will also be like evergreen versions of it too, of the recordings coming out soon.
And then soon I'm going to start my brain injury cult.
No.
And it's going to be great.
That's not happening. If you do want to talk and work with Joe one-on-one, he has his USORock Survivor to Thriver coaching program. You can go to usorock.coach. All of that will be in the show notes, the links.
Boom! Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
Lots of booms.
Boom, boom, boom.
So I appreciate every single one of you guys. Again, Mental Health Awareness Month. Let's mental health is health. So let's take it very seriously. Let's start these conversations. Let's share your stories. We don't have to suffer in silence. Let's be loud.
Let's bring visibility to invisible illness.
I thought you were going to say, let's bring visibility to the invisibility of mental health. I thought you were going to go there. You didn't. But you're the writer. I'm just the idiot that talks a lot.
No, that was good. That was good. Right? That was good.
Yeah. See, Joe Borges, do anything. So advocate as much as you can. Don't forget to reach out to us. Oh, how would you do that? You can attempt to reach out to my tiny, beautiful ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to Felice at Felice Lizay.
Everywhere.
On all the socials. You can reach out to us you can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. Reach out to
everywhere.
Us at the Neuro Nerds.
Follow us on TikTok. Joe's doing some cool videos on TikTok. He's learning how to dance.
No, yes,
I'm just kidding. He's not dancing. Joe is not doing dancing videos.
Definitely, it's a new platform for me to show off some of my idiocy. I gotta tell you, my favorite one so far is my like model Joe pose.
Yeah.
Where I'm like going through the trees. It's amazing. If you want to see Joe model walk, there it is. Check me out on TikTok at Joseph Rocks.
Yep.
Yeah, at Joseph Rocks on TikTok. It's so weird. This is like a new thing. Follow me on TikTok. That's weird. I don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Anyways, everybody stay happy, healthy, and safe. Continue to have these conversations. Speak loud, speak frequently, talk to your neighbors, get on top of your building and start yelling. Maybe not. Maybe not.
No.
Especially during Mental Health Awareness Month, that might be like triggering for some, and some people might think that's some odd stuff. So Yeah, I'm not going to be yelling from the rooftops.
Maybe,
you know what? Maybe I will.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe don't yell.
Yeah. Maybe calmly speak to passersby.
There you go. That's good. Hand out a pamphlet or something.
And on that awkward note, this neuro nerd and that neuro nerd adjacent are
out.
That wasn't bad.
I don't know if you also said follow the neuro nerds at the neuro nerds everywhere.
Did we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. I put it in there.
Oh, okay.
Follow us at the neuro nerds.
Everywhere.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.